moonshine.
We are joined by WTOP space reporter Greg Redfern, who set up camp west of San Antonio, Texas today.
Greg, I think there were a few people that I knew of more excited about this day than you, but then you kind of had the unfortunate weather experience here. Tell us about all this, what was going on in Texas.
Well, I tell you what, Sean and Ann, I'm processing photographs right now because we had clouds. We did. We had clouds, but the clouds gods gave us enough sucker holes so that we could follow the phase of the moon going across the face of the sun. And believe it or not, I got a picture probably 60 seconds before totality began and a picture 60 seconds after totality ended. But by golly, we got the moon shadow on the ground. It was dark. We had 185 people here. And when that you could see the shadow of the moon coming in, even with the clouds, Sean and Ann, and man, totality, somebody turned out the lights. It got quiet. The temp went down about 5 degrees. The birds kind of got quiet, and it was awe-inspiring. And I even got a picture of Venus through the clouds, and I'm going to be posting some pictures showing the daylight outside of the moon shadow peeking through the clouds. That was pretty spectacular.
Hey, Greg, what kind of information, because I know NASA was flying some jets towards the corona, what kind of information are they trying to get?
They also launched 3 sounding rockets out of our own wallops, or at least they were scheduled to. The whole idea is they're trying to fly along the path of totality using the jet speed to add on to the speed of the Earth's rotation to try and get a longer totality to be able to study the corona. There was also experiments and data collection because we want to know how is the Earth's ionosphere and radio communications affected by this. And they were also doing some experiments in terms of what is happening when the totality happens to the atmosphere. So I haven't seen anything that's come back as results yet. Matter of fact, I haven't even seen a good picture of what the corona looked like during this close time to solar maximum when the sun is at its greatest amount of solar activity. I saw predictions, but I haven't seen a picture of what that total corona's looked like yet.
Well, Greg, we are looking forward to your pictures when you get them, and also your writing about the experience of the day and what we should learn in the future. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.